The recent gas line explosion in California has consumers across the nation wondering about the safety of their own neighborhood transmission lines. NSTAR Natural Gas Company serves 130,000 customers in the Matsu Valley, Anchorage, and down the Kenai Peninsula to Anchor Point. John Sims is an NSTAR spokesman. He says NSTAR's system, which started being built in the 1960s, is more contemporary than others in cities in the lower 48.
Because we have a newer system, we have a majority of plastic piping, especially for distribution. And then our transmission lines are higher quality steel than the one that ruptured and blew in California.
Sims says better steel slows corrosion, which he says is the most important factor in pipeline safety. He says the NSTAR system also operates at lower pressure than systems in major cities such as San Francisco.
Another important thing is the quality of gas that we have in Cook Inlet. Because it's what we would classify as a dry gas, almost purely methane, that too leads to less corrosion on the pipe.
Sims says before the accident in California, the federal government mandated integrity inspections for all transmission lines to be completed by 2012. He says NSTAR is ahead of schedule and has 90% of their lines pigged or inspected by sending a sensor through the line that gathers information about wall thickness, an indication of whether or not corrosion is a problem. He says no significant problems have been discovered. Lois Epstein is an engineer and board member of the Pipeline Safety Trust, a nonprofit watchdog group that looks at federal regulations and where they need to be strengthened. She says in reviewing NSTAR's records, things look good.
There haven't been transmission pipeline accidents. There have been some distribution incidents, and that's not surprising because oftentimes the smaller pipelines can be hit by someone with some sort of backhoe or shovel going into the ground, and that's common. But the transmission lines, which are the high-pressure lines, haven't had incidents locally, which is very good to hear.
Epstein says Alaska is unique in that there are no state inspectors here. NSTAR is covered by federal regulations and inspectors.
That's very unusual for gas pipelines. So we're completely reliant on the federal government to inspect and oversee NSTAR. And other states have their own inspectors, and generally that's helpful for ensuring that the state's interests in preventing accidents is addressed.
She says there are only about 100 federal inspectors in the country and 300 state inspectors.